The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Hopefully everybody is having a very pleasant Luke evening. And if you are a Knicks fan, you certainly are, as we're still basking in the glory of a championship. And we're all anticipating whether you're going to the parade, which I expect millions upon millions of people to show up for, or you're planning on watching it from home. We as Knicks fans are just enjoying being on top of the NBA mountain, a place that this Knicks franchise hasn't been in 53 years. For those that were lucky enough to see the last championship, it's been 53 years for you. And for people like me, a lifetime waiting for this moment, a moment where we can call ourselves champions and we can call the Knicks champions. I've already ordered a bunch of merch, a bunch of championship merch, a hat, a shirt, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sure it'd get to me by next year. I mean, I get it. A lot of people are ordering this stuff, so it's a bit back-ordered. But I should be getting it relatively soon. Very excited about that. Not in time for the parade, but all good. I already have my outfit picked out, and it won't be my tight yellow shirt. It won't be any of those type of V-necks. I got a nice shirt picked out. I think it's going to be a popular one amongst the people that see Loogie in the street. Loogie, love the shirt, bro! Let's dap it up! Missed you in the daytime! If you miss me in the daytime, you can just check me out in the nighttime. Especially 7 to midnight. I understand the overnights is difficult. I mean, people have to sleep. But here, 7 to midnight, this should be time where you're awake. You can check me out always. I'm bounce around, but overnights, 10 to 2, 7 to 12. The after hours is flexible as far as when it starts, when it ends, but it's usually here in the nighttime slash overnights. It's now time for the Corona Lime Time highlight of the night, presented by Corona. La Playa awaits.
Here comes Fox. 5 seconds remaining. Fox to Wemby. Wemby tries a three, puts it up, off the mark. Ananobi the rebound. It's over. It's over. Knicks fans, this is not a dream. Your long, long wait has ended. Go ahead and cry. After 53 years, the Knicks are finally NBA champions once again.
Mike Breen on the call, the voice of the Knicks. Perfectly put. It wasn't the triple bang that I wanted, but it was just absolutely brilliantly said by the legendary voice of the Knicks, Mike Breen, and how special that had to be for Mike to be on the call for that, to have a front row seat for a championship Knicks team. We know he's had a front row seat for a lot of bad Knicks teams, a lot of bad Knicks teams. And at times it was more about the opponent and the stars coming into the garden than it was the Knicks themselves. And through it all, Mike Breen has been with this fan base and this franchise for so many decades. You know, he's cherished by Knick fans. And the fact that he was on the call and we got to hear his voice to be the soundtrack of this championship. All the great moments. Stuff that will last till now, to the end of eternity. That's the other thing, too. And I haven't said this yet, but it just now hit my mind. Because I was watching some videos, too, in the break there. What makes this run and this championship even more memorable and even more special is we are now at a time where it wasn't always the case here with these other championships. Certainly ones back in the day, but even the most recent ones, Yankees, Giants, and that is social media is so huge. There are so many different platforms to post videos, and now video content is so massive. Reaction videos. That's why the stuff that when I celebrated after the game, it blew up and went viral all over social media. The yellow shirt celebration that was super tight got a ton of reaction. All these reactions at the watch parties and the stuff that we have put out on our platforms at WFN 660. That basically didn't exist for these other championships. So now we'll always be able to look back, not only on this team, not only on the games, but the reactions of the fans, the reactions in the streets, the reactions at the bars and restaurants and in people's homes and on people's social media accounts. And that type of stuff will live there forever. Once it's on the internet, it's on the internet. And I think that makes it even more special and more memorable because you got to see your fellow New Yorkers and your fellow Knick fans enjoy this moment. And that, you know, the social media has a lot of negatives attached to it, for sure. But the positives of it are something like this, where you can see the celebrations, you can see the joy, and it just adds to everything that we've experienced over the last couple hours. And I watched a few videos, like I said, in the break. And you could check out all of our videos across all our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc., at WFN 660 or on mine at Tommy Lugauer, Lugauer. And there's more to come because I'm sure we're going to capture a lot of content at the parade. I don't know exactly what we're doing from a broadcasting standpoint. Once I find out, I'll pass that along, as I'm sure the station will and the show that's going there will as well. But once we know that, we will tell you, the audience. If I know my role that day or what I'll be doing, I'll let you know as well. But I'll be there either way. And I'll be, look, I don't think self-service is going to be a thing, but I'll do my best to take videos, post them in real time. So if you're not at the parade and you're just watching on TV, you can get a feel for what's going on the streets, what's happening at the parade. And it'll feel like you yourself are at the parade. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is Jake in Rhode Island here on After Hours. Lugie in the late night. What's up, Jake?
How we doing, Tommy?
Doing amazing.
How we doing?
Oh, you can't get any better than this. It's the greatest feeling in sports.
I called you after we lost game three, and me and you were on the same page this whole time. It felt like every time I listened to you at night throughout this series. And I was just thinking, we had the better coach. We said it that night. We said Knicks in five. We were ready. And I'm not a crier either, like you said. I'm not going to force emotions like that. The closest I got to tears, though, I think in this series was during the OG Anunoby tip-in.
Yeah.
And I think that's because growing up, I watched, I'm a Yankees and a Giants fan. I'm only 30 years old, and I got to see all my teams win. I was pretty lucky. But my dad was like always a big Knick fan. Like, it was like the one team that he really wanted to see win. And when I saw Josh Hart miss that layup, I remember my dad showing me videos of Ewing, and I was just thinking of, and then when I saw them storming back, it was like an emotional ride. And when he tipped it in, I just like couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I thought of Charles Smith, and I've gotten to know Charles a little bit here. I've done a couple of watch parties with him, first class gentleman, super cool dude. But I think of Charles Smith. I think of the Charles Smith Memorial that Joe Beningo always talks about and what he calls it. And Josh Hart almost had his Charles Smith moment there with the, and he was in between. He didn't know if he wanted to lay it in or dunk it. Misses the bunny, and then defensively has a bad foul on Castle, and even that last play on the inbounds, he got beat. So Josh Hart almost had one of those brutal games that if the Knicks had lost the series, we would have remembered Josh Hart as the sort of the guy that cost them the series in some ways.
Yeah, OG saved him. He said it himself. And it was just, it was, I think, and, you know, after that game, I just knew. And, like, it was the most confident I think I've ever felt as a sports fan, where I was just like, game five, they're dead. The Spurs are dead.
Yeah.
And then with me and my dad, he drove up to watch game five with me.
Nice.
And he was, even he was sitting there saying, like, the whole time I'm yelling, I'm, like, annoyed. I'm, like, getting mad at the no calls in the third quarter. And my dad's just like, relax. This game, the Spurs don't have this game. He's been watching Brunson, and it's just, Brunson's that guy, you don't even realize it, and he smacks you with 40 points in your face because he's just been turning all night. And there was a point in that game where Brunson, I think it was 77 to 83 or something like that, where he stormed right by one of the Spurs on a half-court press, and we looked at each other, and we were like, there's no way he's losing this game. There's just no way. Listen, if anybody embodies the word most valuable player to a team or a franchise, it's Brunson. It's Jalen Brunson. He's the captain. Let's go, Tommy. This is the best time to be a New York sports fan. And I just want to say, great job throughout this run, man. That was awesome.
Well, I appreciate it, Jake. It's good to talk to you. Hopefully I hear from you soon. If you're heading out to the parade and I see you out there, it'd be nice to meet you in person. You said a lot there, and we'll try to take it one by one. Josh Hart, I already said, he almost had his Charles Smith moment, and that would have been so, for lack of a better word, heartbreaking, because Josh Hart is so beloved by this fan base because of all the hard work he puts in, the dirty work that he puts in. He's not the leading scorer by any means, but loose balls, rebounds, steals, the hustle. I've always joked they've either cloned Josh Hart or he's the most well-conditioned athlete I've ever seen. You know, there was a time where this guy was playing every single minute of every single game. And he's a warrior out there. And to have Josh Hart potentially have those type of moments, we've seen it follow Charles Smith around now in his post-career, which is unfortunate. And hopefully now it will no longer do that because the Knicks have won a championship, almost like a Buckner type of situation where you don't think of it anymore because the Red Sox ended up winning. And hopefully for Charles, that's not the case anymore. He seems to be cool with it. But the bottom line is now those demons have been exorcised. And Josh Hart almost had that moment, but thankfully he didn't because we love him so much. And the last thing I think any of us would have wanted is for Josh Hart to get the ire of Knicks fans because they lose that game. Now, I would have been supremely confident, but I know a lot of people would have been panicking. They would have been upset, and they would have been worried that this series, even though they went up 2-0, it would have been lost that night, and the Spurs would have went on to win a championship. Now, as far as Brunson, yeah, I mean, listen, he's the best player in the sport, in my opinion. He's the most clutch player in the NBA. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. He single-handedly won that game in San Antonio on Saturday night. He single-handedly got the Knicks their first championship in 53 years with that performance in Game 5. OG with the tip-in. It's an iconic play. That was just insane. You can make the argument, and I have, that there should be a statue outside Madison Square Garden with that tip-in being the statue itself. But Brunson dropping 45 on a night where the Knicks scored 94 on the night they win a championship, I mean, that's stuff of legend. I mean, Jalen Brunson is already a legend in New York. He's up there with Jeter. He's up there with Messier. He's up there with Eli Manning. And he's still in the prime of his career. And he still, I believe, in his mind, has work to do. And he's already now forever the king of New York. He's a superstar without question. He is the best player in the sport, in my estimation. He is the face of the league. He is the face of this sports town, this great sports town. And yeah, this city needed this. Not everybody's a Knicks fan, we know that. But for the overwhelming majority, it unites this city, the Knicks do. And that's exactly what they've done. And you're going to see that outpouring of love and admiration on Thursday down the Canyon of Heroes starting at 10 a.m. Let's head to Charles in Clifton, New Jersey here on After Hours. What's going on, Charles?
Tommy, how are you?
Doing great, bro. Good to hear from you.
Anything to call. Love the show. Obviously, the best. Listen to you every single night.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you.
So I called on something else. I just want to ask you a quick question. Mm-hmm. Do you hear Tyler Murray's call at the end of the game?
You know what? I haven't. Should I listen? I have. I don't know if we have it in our system. We may not, but I have not heard it. No.
So honestly, I don't want to bash Green, but I think that Tyler Murray kicks kicks the call. He got an emotion in. He even got an OB free throw. He got it down.
Yeah, I don't know if we have it, Rosenberg. Call. We may not. I want to say that Evan played it earlier today. If we can get that, I will listen to it. We'll play it for everybody. But I haven't heard it. Now, I've listened to him a lot on the radio when I'm driving into work and things of that nature. Does a tremendous job with Monica McNutt. So, look, they were along for the ride with everybody else. And the calls and the react. I've seen a lot of their reaction videos. Tremendous stuff. And, yeah, I mean, that's one of those things, Charles, as a broadcaster in their department or their field, and then with us with Sports Talk Radio, if you're like me, the first guy on the air, you want to obviously have emotion, passion, and you just want to know, because whatever you say and do there, it's going to live forever and ever, and you just want to make sure that you get it just perfectly so that it represents that moment and what it means to you and everybody out there.
All right, see, I would just tell you to take a listen, because I really feel that's
the better call. I definitely will.
But either way, I just want to say one more point also. How fitting is it for the New York Knicks to win the championships? It's the only team that puts the whole entire New York City together, and they're like brothers now. Imagine like the Yankees would have won it. It's like a split in every other sport. It's the Yankees, the Mets, the Jets, Giants. You know, the one team that we needed to win to put the whole city united is the Knicks. How fitting is that?
It is, and because when the other teams win, they're suffering. When the Yankees win a World Series, there's also suffering. Mets win a World Series, there's suffering. There's a reckoning. Same with the hockey, same with the football. This is the team that unifies the city at a time where, listen, we could use some unifying, that's for sure. And if sports and this basketball team is the thing that does it, great. I'm all for it. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Roscoe in Brooklyn. What's up, Roscoe?
Lugie, you gotta let them know that you don't shine shoes no more, Tommy. We gotta let them know we don't shine shoes no more. They work for us now, Tommy. All right? I want to know how many free agents are lining up to come to play for the Knicks.
Oh, you know
Tommy.
It. Tommy. You know it. You know it.
You know it.
You already know
you
it.
You know that I know that. You know that I know. Everybody's going to come now.
Yep.
They saw the videos. They saw how we wild out. They saw how we win. They saw OG1 Kenobi do it for us. They saw it. Hey, listen. Shout out to Reggie Miller, who will never, ever, ever win a ring in his life. Ever. Right, Tommy?
Yeah, absolutely. You've been spot on.
That's it right there. And for the – look. It's been a couple years now. Remember the big three when they put them together? All the pain and suffering we had to deal with. Where your man Kyrie didn't want to come to the real town. Because we would have been had the ring already. But they wanted to go to Brooklyn. Yeah, let's start the culture movement. Where y'all guys at now? Is it that boring now? Is it boring? Is it going to be boring on Thursday? I don't care if it snows, Tommy. I don't care if there's a blizzard, Tommy. Stop whining. Don't do that to me, Tommy.
Well, sometimes I can be Tommy the complainer. You know that, Roscoe.
No, man up.
Well, you're right. You're right.
Put on your poncho. Put on your yellow poncho. Put on your VP.
I don't have a big poncho, but yeah,
I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
Just know we're not shining no shoes no more, Tommy. They want to come and join the nation, and they're going to have to get in line. I'm out.
Great stuff, Roscoe. You know, you're right. So I can be many Tommies. I can be positive Tommy, of course. I can be Tommy the soft man. I could be Tommy breaking news Tommy.
I am Tommy the family man.
I could be Tommy the family man. I could be Tommy the pothole slayer.
That's why they call me Tommy Pothole.
That's right. There's just so many Tommies I can be. But I'm also another Tommy. I'm also Tommy the clairvoyant. Because, and I have the audio for you to play. And this is from the last show I did with Evan and Tiki on January 2nd. It was a Friday. We just came back from Christmas break, the new year. It is a Friday, the final Friday that I would be on the show. I would start after hours, a spinoff of Evan and Tiki year, evenings, overnights on The Fan. And because it was the first show of the new year, we all made our predictions for 2026. And I don't have this part of the audio, but Evan said, hey, one of the teams in New York is going to win a championship. And he wouldn't say who the team was. He wouldn't say it. But he just said, there's a team in New York that will win a championship in 2026. And me and Tiki looked at each other, as we often did, and we both knew where Evan was going with this. So what I'm going to play for you now, this has not been doctored. This is not AI. This is from January 2nd this year. Evan and Tiki, my final Evan and Tiki show with those guys before I started After Hours. Evan, with his prediction for 2026, is that there will be a team, he won't say who, that is going to win a championship here in New York. A New York team is going to win a championship in 2026. He says that, and then yours truly said this.
One of those teams will win a championship, and we will save all this audio, and if someone's right or wrong, we'll play it, and we'll hold ourselves accountable.
Sounds like he's all about your Knicks, Tommy.
100%.
That's all that was.
The minute he said it, I thought he thinks the Knicks are winning the title.
Yes.
Because he knows that the Spurs are going to beat the Thunder in the playoffs because they own them, and the Knicks will play a young Spurs team not ready to win a championship, and the Knicks will beat them. Is there anything else I can do for you? Is there anything else that you need from me?
Loogie!
Anything else? That was on January 2nd. I am the future. I see the future. I read Evan's mind. I myself saw that. And everything, just so you know, I'm consistent. And that's another reason why I played that clip. Did I not say that throughout leading into the finals? I said that before the Spurs even got to the finals, before they even punched their tickets when they were down 3-2. That they were not ready for that moment. And there on January 2nd, Spurs will beat the Thunder, Knicks will beat the Spurs, Knicks win a championship. Just like I predicted it would be Knicks in 26 back in June of last year. Well, I've been all over this run. I've been all over this team in terms of Knicks in 5. That also came to fruition. I gave you Knicks in 6 last year against Boston. So, I have a great feel for this team. I am very much connected to this team like they are connected together. So, I wanted to play that for everyone out there. That was on January 2nd, my final show on Evan and Tiki, as I saw the future. I told you, I had the script. There are times where Positive Tommy has the script. And it is a movie, a Hollywood movie, or in this case, because it's a New York team, a Broadway play and a Broadway ending. And what a beautiful ending it was. And as far as also what Roscoe just said there, I mean, I get it in terms of the rain. And Ozzy brought up a good point. With rain comes wet t-shirts. You put a poncho on and you enjoy it. 100%. We're New York. We're tough. We're not going to let a couple of raindrops impact our celebration of this great basketball team. Rain or shine, we will be there. We will be outside. Millions upon millions of people. See, sometimes even Positive Tommy needs a little pick-me-up. So thank you, Roscoe in Brooklyn. Thank you, because you're 100% right. No matter what, no matter what the weather is, Knicks fans will be outside for the biggest party we've ever seen in New York. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call here on After Hours. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. If you want to join the conversation, you just heard the phone number, so feel free to call. I got you for another 90 minutes, and I believe, let's test Rosenberg here, because as you know, he is a nitwit. He has a gnat brain. He is a moron. He is incompetent. Oh, Rosenberg, Paulie, you claim to be the glue guy around here, right? You claim to be. If you were to fade into oblivion, this station would cease to exist, or at least operate the way it operates now, which is at a very high level.
Paulie Rosenberg, the glue, as he's called.
Yes.
The man that everybody relies on around here.
I'm glad you just played Rosenberg. Yes, thank you, Al. I'm glad that you just played that sound clip because, to my knowledge, now perhaps he called in yesterday and spoke with Gallo or somebody, so I could be wrong on right or wrong on that, and maybe he did. But coming up at midnight, it is diehard Knicks fan Al Cintron's first show since the Knicks have won a championship here. Is that correct? Meaning he's coming up at midnight, Paul?
He is coming up at midnight.
You confirming that?
Yes.
Or you're not putting a question mark for that. You know that for a fact. You know that as the glue of this radio station, that Al Cintron is coming up in 90 minutes.
He is.
Great. Perfect. Can't wait to hear from Al. Can't wait to see Al. I'm sure he's going to be quite giddy. You think now. Do you know or do you think? Because we're not in the thinking business, Rosenberg. We're in the knowing business. So are you stamping that? Because I'm going to promote it for the next 90 minutes that Al's coming on the radio. And if Gordon Damer walks through that door, I will look like an idiot, and then I will make your life miserable because you gave me wrong information. It is your job to know what's coming up next.
Let's do it.
Let's do what? You don't know the schedule?
Al. Al's coming on. I told you, Al.
You said you think.
I said Al.
Is it Al?
Al Bundy.
Is it Al Cintron?
Yes, it is.
100%.
100.
110%.
110.
What's the weather outlook for Thursday?
How positive you were that the Knicks would beat the Spurs in January. That's how positive I am that Al is coming up after your show. Can you give me the Tommy Clairvoyant prediction on when the Mets are winning a World Series, please?
I only do one thing at a time here with the Knicks. We will get to the Mets later on, and I've already given predictions for the Mets this year. So
I don't want this year. This year's over.
No, this year's not over. So you know what? You if you're going to be that negative, then you no soup for you. Then
it's
you,
not. No, it's no. not negative.
No, it is.
No, it's not. It's
it
using
is.
Your eyes.
No, it's not using your
yes,
eyes. It is using negativity. There is plenty of time left in this season.
They lost by a dozen runs.
Doesn't
tonight.
Matter. It counts as one loss. Doesn't matter.
A dozen.
If you lose by one or you lose by 12, it doesn't matter. One run, 12 runs, 50 runs, they all count the same. Same thing with the wins. If you win by two, if you win by 1,000, they all count as one.
That's fair. I see that point to you.
There's 162 of them throughout the season. So all the Knicks, the Knicks did this too, like the Knicks did. The Mets just have to chip away, chip away, chip away. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Positive Tommy. It is Loogie in the Late Night. Another 90 minutes to go here on The Fan. We'll continue to celebrate the Knicks. We'll continue to take your calls at 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer, After Hours. 10:37 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
The Oreo cookie is already one of the great inventions in the history of inventions. Like, I would put it up there with Air and Sydney Sweeney.
And I would put it right up there with a Knicks championship, which is what we're celebrating right now. We've been celebrating for the last couple days, and we'll continue to celebrate that over the next couple days. The parade is set for Thursday, 10 a.m. down the Canyon of Heroes. It will start at Battery Park. We still don't have information on what we are doing here as a radio station. As soon as I find that out, whether it be tonight or tomorrow, whatever the case may be, once I have the information, I will pass it along to my audience, and I'm sure the show that is going out there, if we do send the show or we are able to have a show out there, we will announce it on that show, and then we'll go into all the details of all the festivities that WFAN will be taking part in at the parade, which is Thursday at 10 a.m. We'll get back to your calls in just one second here. This Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. Jalen Brunson. I think Jalen Brunson.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number 1 and number 2 in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Johnson is the best player in the NBA right now. And what makes him the best player in the sport, it's not just his heart. It's not just his determination. It's not just his ability to be such a great leader and embody what this Knicks franchise and this great city is all about. Jalen Brunson is the best player in the sport because in crunch time, in the fourth quarter, in a close game, Jalen Brunson becomes Michael Jordan. That's who he becomes. He is the best player on the planet by far, by a wide margin, in the fourth quarter. He's MJ. He's Michael Jordan. That's how great he is. Check the numbers, watch the games. See what he does when the chips are down, when everything's on the line, when the Knicks need their superstar, their captain, to deliver a victory, whether it's 45 points in a clincher to win a title, the first one in 53 years, Jalen Brunson continues to deliver like Michael Jordan did in the fourth quarter. And much like Michael Jordan, Jalen Brunson, I believe, uses any type of criticism towards him as motivation and as fuel to get better and better and better each year. And that's exactly what's going on. It won't be long till Jalen Brunson wins a regular season MVP. It won't be long until Jalen Brunson, I believe, wins another championship as he continues to be just like Michael Jordan in the fourth quarter. That's what Jalen Brunson is, Michael Jordan in the fourth quarter. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's head out to John in Babylon here on After Hours. What's up, John?
Hey, Tommy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, we have a draft pick. I'm thinking about the future. What about Zuby?
From St. John's? Yeah, his name has been bounced around a bunch and been tied to the Knicks, which I would imagine, obviously, because he plays here in New York City, he plays in the same building. I understand that, and I like him a lot. You know, he was a man at time against boys in college, and obviously a great member of that Johnny's team. Sweet 16 run here in the tournament this past year. A big-bodied guy, tough guy. I like the idea of that. I think guys like DOR and Kolick will certainly be a part of that future as well. So I like where your brain is at, and I like the idea that you're not only celebrating this championship job, but you're already thinking about the future.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And here's the bottom line. If he's available, the Knicks take him. I'd be super stoked about that. I trust Leon Rose, though, either way. Whatever direction that he goes, I will go, because Leon Rose, brick by brick, has built this championship team. He has been unbelievable in putting together this roster. He deserves the utmost amount of praise for what he has done. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Now, you've heard me on the air for close to 4 hours tonight. You heard me on the air in the overnight, Sunday and the Monday, for 5 hours. You heard me as the first voice, along with Anthony Gallo, on the air Saturday night when the final buzzer sounded and the Knicks became champions of the world. And then I stayed on the air for 3 hours. So you've heard a lot of me on the radio over the last few nights. And I've heard from a lot of you. A lot of Knicks fans. A lot of emotion. A lot of pageantry. But there's another side to this. And that, of course, is the coalition of Knicks haters. Led by Evan Roberts. And to Evan's credit, he did text me almost immediately when the Knicks won the title, speaking on behalf of the coalition, which he leads, extending a congratulations for winning a championship. No sarcasm, no shots, no little digs. It was short. It was right to the point. And I texted him back a few hours later because I was busy. And I said, I accept. I accept. And throughout the last couple of nights, I have heard from many in the coalition, including Ozzie and Woodridge, among others. But there's one gentleman that I was looking forward to hearing from. And this is a caller that you've heard to my show a lot through the years, whether it's on the weekend, whether it's the Lugauers hours, whether it's after hours. And of course, I'm talking about Kendrick and Suffren, a regular caller to Evan and Tiki as well, and a charter member of the coalition of Knickators. And I haven't heard from him in a while. And I even was asking around, hey, has anybody heard from Kendrick? I haven't heard from him. I thought maybe throughout this run I would hear from him a bunch. I know how much of a Knick hater he is and how entertaining he is with his phone calls. And I always appreciate the back and forth. And I figured throughout this run I would hear from him a bunch. And when I didn't, I said, okay, hopefully everything's good. And at some point I will hear from him. And here we are, you know, third show in. I was like, oh, am I going to hear from Kendrick? Is he going to skip the podium? Because he's not a podium skipper. Yes, he's part of the coalition, and everybody moves at their own pace. I don't think you have to reach out to me right away if I haven't received a text from you and you're part of the coalition or you want to wish me a congratulations. I don't think there's a timetable on it. Everybody moves at their own pace. But I was wondering out loud on the radio and in my private life, when am I going to hear from one of the most vocal, not only on this radio station, but also on social media, members of the Coalition of Knick Haters, and that, of course, is Kendrick and Suffren. We know about the window shopping Knicks, the Titanic Knicks that are going to sink, and all the funny lines that Kendrick has come up with through the years to mock the basketball team that we all love. And I wondered, and I wondered, and I wondered, and I've waited patiently to hear from Kendrick for weeks and weeks and weeks. Well, much like the Knicks and us as fans, we waited 53 years for some and for others a lifetime. The wait is finally over. Kendrick is calling from Suffren. Kendrick?
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Roe. Go to roe.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Roe membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to roe.co/safety, Rx only.
The floor is yours.
Tommy, thank you for that introduction. First, let me say that this time was for you and all the Knicks fans to soak it in and enjoy every second. And although I know many of you were dreaming and fantasizing of that triple bang, you were satisfied with just the tip in game four. And I was happy for you guys, to be honest with you. And I wanted to call and congratulate after I gave enough time of celebration, because this is not the coalition's time. This is your time, Tommy. And so congratulations.
As I sit here
waiting to speak to you, I did owe you a few calls, but you know, the hours have changed and I listen. I just can't always call.
Just wanted to make sure seriously that everything was all right too. I was like, I hope Kendrick's all right. Everything's cool. Cause much as a coalition member, this is also your Super Bowl, a run like this where you want to, you know, all the ins and outs and all. And I know the hours can be crazy and stuff. I just wanted to make sure. I was even texting Evan about it. I'm like, Kendrick, everything's cool, right? You heard from him. He said, yeah. I go, all right, cool. So it's just a matter of time. And then here we are an hour or so later and you called in. So I just wanted to make sure everything was all on the up and up. And it sounds like it is.
You know, it's always been love. And I love the back and forth. But yeah, you know what is it with the two kids and an early school day start?
Sure. Yep.
Once I put those kids to bed, I'm out myself. But I try to listen. And I have to give credit where credit is due. You know, I did call them the Titanics. But I guess when you have ice in your veins, it doesn't matter when the sink or when you're in the cold water. Because you know what? Jalen Brunson, I've also said the only ring he was ever going to get in was in the WWE. Well, you know what? Stone Cold coined a phrase when he became the king of the ring, and that was Austin 316. And I think Brunson just created his t-shirt, Brunson 613, because on June 13th, forget the four games, that game five was legendary. I went out with a couple of guys to watch at a bar, couldn't really hear it, but just watching the game and the stats would come up on the screen. I mean, scoring half your team's points, that's high school stuff. You don't see that in the NBA, let alone in game five clinching for an NBA championship. So you have to give him his flowers. And I do think at this point, Tommy, you can say whatever you want about Brunson. My only thing with Brunson, I would just push a little bit back, not to take away any credit, but to compare him to Jeter and Eli, 100% agree. But the reason why I agree is I think those guys, the best compliment you can give them is they don't need to be the best in the world because they're always going to be the best in the arena or the field. And what I mean by that is, you know, that FDR speech with the man in the arena and, you know, all the naysayers will point out his flaws. All the naysayers will, like myself, call out his mistakes. But he takes it and he grows. He takes it and he gets stronger. Mm-hmm. And that game five was something else. That is a legendary performance and one of the best performances I've ever seen on an NBA court, let alone, I should say, any basketball court.
Yeah.
So for you guys to have it, you know, I'm happy for you guys. You know that. And so congratulations, Tommy. I did want to call in, and I would just say, you know, we're about to celebrate 250 years in this country, and when you add up the teams Evan and I support, the Mets, the Nets, the Jets, and I guess a far distant fourth, the Islanders, in 250 years, those four teams combined for 190 years that we've been waiting for a championship.
Yeah.
So I can only hope one day I'm not putting my kid to sleep. I'm staying up and watching a championship because watching you guys celebrate in the streets, watching you guys, you know, we'll be marching probably on the fourth floor in the American Dream with the Nets one day with the Xanadu if they ever open it because, you know what, the magical run for New York with this city's team, they're hard to hate. I'll give you that. And congratulations, and I'll be a caller more often as the summer rolls around and the school year settles in. But, Tommy, all the love. Continue it. And I did hear Ozzy's call, and I do echo his sentiment of, as much as we like to rag on you, to hear you during these moments this week when, you know, growing up, we're around the same age, Mike and the Mad Dog in 94, but for you to have these moments, this is something that goes down in history in this city. And your voice is going to be all over it. And you deserve it. The Knicks fans deserve it. The city deserves it. And as a school teacher, I'm just going to say one last thing for my students. Mm-hmm. They got to do something with the state test. There's a state test on Thursday morning. Let the kids go. Figure it out. But I would hate for all these ninth graders, teenagers who have finally seen this championship not be able to go because they have this test there. But it is what it is. Tommy, all the best. We'll be in touch soon, brother.
Appreciate you, Kendrick. Good to hear from you, my friend. The great Kendrick and Suffren. Yeah, I obviously a member of the Coalition of Knick Haters, and what you said there at the end, and this is something that I've been feeling as well, certainly as a Met fan, as an Islander fan, and as a sympathizer to Jet fans, I think about those fans in this town and them having to watch this celebration for the Knicks. And I'm sure there's a lot of envy, there's some jealousy, but there's also some hope, at least that's what I'm going to take from it, that one day all of those franchises will have their moment in the sun, they will have their championship, they will have their parade. Because the Knicks fans, myself included, have waited a very long time, 53 years for some, a lifetime for others. But that wait is over. And as far as me, look, I appreciate what Ozzy said. I appreciate what you said, Kendrick. I know you're both very loyal listeners, loyal callers. And even if you don't call, you're listening. And what you said there, it hopefully I've done my best here to be that voice and be that Knick fan that I am on the radio for everybody here. Because, yeah, and I almost, when you say it that way, it's crazy. In a lot of ways, I'm like a soundtrack to this championship, at least on this radio station, because it's the first voice you're hearing throughout this run and everything that I've said about this team over the last couple years. I feel like it's been this journey over the last couple years on Evan and Tiki, doing Luke Hours, on the weekend, doing After Hours, talking about this basketball team all the time, the videos that I've had, the times I've gone to the games with Evan during the regular season or the road trips in the playoffs, this journey now culminating in a championship. It's been a tremendous ride for this team, for this city, for this station, for me personally, professionally. It doesn't get any better to see my team win a championship, the team I love, the Knicks, and be on the radio station that I've always loved and always wanted to be a part of. And that happened at the same exact time. I can't ask for any better. And I thank upper management. I thank the architect. I thank Ryan Hurley for trusting me with that, not just in general for hiring me, but then also putting me in those positions that are very important. The voice that you hear there, very, very important. Because anybody, yeah, I could just sit here and take calls, but to also articulate my thoughts and emotions and opinions and wanting people to hear what I have to say. So can't thank them enough. Can't thank you, everybody in the audience enough. It's been very special for me personally and professionally. So I thank everybody for listening, and let's keep it going. Let's keep the party going, and let's have a blast at the parade, whether you're there or whether you're watching it on TV. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Lugie in the Late Night. We'll get back to those calls. Final hour coming up right here on The Fan.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!